Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Happy rebirth season.
Yes, absolutely.
welcome to the birth canal.
Yeah, it definitely. So tonight's show is going to be about beliefs around men. Since we're still on core beliefs, which I think are incredibly important, and I'm exhausted tonight, so if you can hear it in my voice, it's true. There's been so much moving through so many people, and I want to take this opportunity to apologize to dear Veronica for last week, and to also thank her for... I had no idea once the team took over. I just could feel... The energy was kind of like a herd of bull. And so until I called her the next morning to thank her, I had no idea that it was so emotional. And but the feedback, and I guess Ronnie and I were just talking before we came on, I had incredible feedback on the show. And Ronnie, you said you had a lot of feedback.
I did, yes.
And... So this is hitting some amazing chords for people, and almost every session has been, for me anyway, has been working on core beliefs for people, and I got to tell you, I am absolutely wrung out, and I'm like, oh my God. It's been incredibly big, and I'm working on my own core beliefs, and there. I mean, I think this series of shows can go on forever because every time I get to a new piece, it's like, oh my God! And there is an unlimited amount of information here that I think is going to be transformative for everyone, and I thank the team with all my heart. I thank you, Ronnie. I thank all my clients who've been so willing to go to these places, which have been, for some, deeply, deeply painful and incredibly eye-opening for lots of people. incredibly eye-opening.
Third eye-opening.
Yes, and, you know, I spent a couple of hours today with my homeopathic MD and my chiropractor just trying to reroute my energy because I'm running such huge energy with the team coming through that, I mean, my tongue is beet red and real thinned out. My feet are so, I mean, literally, the energies are unbelievable. So I want to give you guys a couple of heads up, you know, unfortunately a little far down the road, but nevertheless, this can kick up gallbladder.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Gallbladder is hardened thoughts, and it may not, you may not feel it in the gallbladder, but you may have some very strange pain that you can't, it's like the front side of the kidneys and down the sides of the legs and very interesting, odd kinds of pain. Gallbladder, spleen, kidneys can be really tossed up with this stuff. And the gallbladder, of course, is hardened thoughts. And, you know, I thought it was fascinating when that came up, but at both places today. And I had a series of shots all over my body of some B complex, you know, I have nothing but mad scientists. So, I know you can relate to that, Ronnie. And, you know, between all of these energy things they had all over me and the, you know, shooting me all in the crown and, oh my God, it was painful in my toes and my feet up my legs. And so now, you know, the the whole guinea pig thing, and I have to share this, that I think it was yesterday, I was quietly peeing. I don't mean to be crude on the show, but it's one of the few times I go somewhere where there's absolutely no outside stimulation, and I can just close my eyes for a minute and pee. And with that, there was this dialogue going on with the team, and I got it, and I'm the guinea pig. I've always been the guinea pig. It's a co-creative thing. I absolutely agreed to do this. And experiencing human emotions, and this is one of the reasons by nature I'm so dramatic, and I experience things at such an extreme level, and so on and so forth. And when I got it, I couldn't stop laughing. There was just such humor to it from my perspective. Again, you have to remember I'm a little distorted, but I thought it was incredibly funny. And I was sharing that, I don't know, with one doctor or another, and he said, but aren't we all? And I said, well, in a way, yes. From an observation perspective, absolutely, for those of us that came in absolutely determined in this lifetime to participate. So, very interesting stuff. So, before we get into the men thing, I do want to talk about a couple of things. Core beliefs. Canceling beliefs. This is so big. You can hit a core belief and feel like you've hit a home run. I've got a core belief. I got it. I got a hold of this one, and I'm going to work on this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. What you have to look for are canceling beliefs. And, you know, as I've been working with all of this, the canceling beliefs, and this is so big when we get to what's fascinating is we think everybody's so different. When we get right down to it, we are so much alike in more ways than we really know. A sense of being flawed, okay? Shame, these basic things that if we have them and we get to some other core belief, if we're still running a sense of being flawed, not being enough, etc. It's almost like a canceling belief. It cancels out the work we're doing on other beliefs. So I forewarn everybody about that, because if you are feeling like you're not making progress, and you may not see it for a while. In my case, things happened very quickly. And there's a reason for that. Again, as the team explained to me, I am the proverbial guinea pig. Everywhere I go, and this is why they pushed this book on me, why they recognize that wherever I go with something, I get so excited, I get so totally, completely involved in it. And because of that, they're able to go further. It's been a real process to see what it's going to take to move humans. We've been working on lineage and nationality and religion and subconscious and blah, 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 blah. And what's been fascinating to me is how much of this stuff in the conscious has been sitting there. Last week I shared my darling chiropractor, who I must have been wearing a sign that said I'm working on core beliefs, and he kept saying, I'm fat. He was saying, you know, I'm fat, which was a belief he was picking up from me. And I was really quite incensed about it. Came home that night, was getting undressed, and I was like, oh, my God, this is my mother who was obsessed with my weight. I shared this last week. And the horrendous thing she did to me around my weight, making me stand in front of people turning around thinking that I was going to get a compliment, and then her saying in front of all these people, isn't she fat, isn't she ugly, this kind of stuff, really devastating stuff, keeping me locked up in my room, from the time I get home from school until the next morning, all vacations, I'd be locked in there for the whole time, other than to be weighed.
Oh, Lord.
And I had to, you know, pee and defecate in a tin pan. So this is really deep for me. What was fascinating is that when that belief surfaced, that it was still there. And I'd done a lot of work around this. It's not like I just let it sit there and never did any work around it. My whole physiology started to shift. So in talking with my homeopathic MD, who's really quite famous, and we were talking about this and how quickly my physiology just kind of went into overdrive, which is, why, again, another reason he was having to resort my energy. It's fascinating how some little thing, and so many of you, and I, you know, I'm telling you, the team has been serving it up to me with people coming in, and they've been like mirrors with their issues. And it's so amazing to me when I see it reflected back to me and these devastating things that have affected people's lives. And what parents have done, again, you know, I'm not beating anybody up here. But these are things that we've taken on for whatever reason, knowing at some point we would step into dominion, which is where we're going, thank God, and shift it all. We will do a show about children, and I got to tell you, got into some really big stuff about children and about our telepathic connections to children and really, some really interesting programs. So there is a lot of stuff. Men, this is a big one, okay? And there's been so much stuff about men that, you know, and we're talking about this in terms of, and I want to say this. This goes back to the premise, okay? Well, I won't even say it's a premise. It's the way our human consciousness is set up. One of the few planets, I don't know if we're the only, that experience ourselves as separate from our, totally separate from our source. If there are others, there may be one or two very remote besides ourselves. Most races can't even imagine that we can experience ourselves as separate from our source. That's one of the fascinations with human consciousness. And because of that, we project God onto Daddy and Goddess onto Mom. That's our blueprint for all other experience. And what's so fascinating is that we go out and we'll stay with the male side tonight. And we project, again, Dad God onto boyfriends and doctors and, you know, people in authority, ministers, priests, rabbis, the Pope, large corporations, money, the military, etc., all masculine energy, godlike. And then we project them onto our partners and then to our sons. This is really big stuff. And you don't see it until you get to the core belief about men. And only then, no matter how wise, wonderful, amazing any of you are, please do not take this that you're not enough, that you screwed up. That's not the case. But as we're moving out into the bigger picture now, looking into the collective consciousness and into the framework of human consciousness, it becomes really clear, at least from my perspective, but that's because I'm working on this. Other than the few hours I get of sleep, I'm on it constantly because I'm finding this so incredible. So I want to go through some beliefs about men. Some of these may be shocking to you. These do not come from distorted, nasty, mean people. Okay? And I'm definitely not using any names. Okay. Men. Held back in life by irrational fears. This was off the wall, but so fascinating. And this particular belief, when we traced it back, of course, went right back to Dad. of course, across the board. Across the board, and Bob, hold your ears, men are weak. This coming from women, and this is a real interesting...
Was it said by any men?
I'm sorry?
Did any men say that?
Well, no, we didn't do men to men. We would have done men to women.
Okay,
we're only talking about men tonight. So, because this is, you know, again, this has to do with our relationship with God. Hmm. Okay? How can you trust a God that you believe is weak? Or mean or cruel or whatever. Okay? Men are vain. Superficial. They have to be catered to. I love this. Okay. Men believe they should be kings. Men are needy. Now, these are not man haters. I want you all to understand. This is not coming from man haters. This is coming from very intelligent, amazing people. Okay? Men are not caring. They're weak. They're bullies. They're untrustworthy. They're violent. And they're scary. And as we went back, men are rageful, violent. Men abandon me emotionally and physically. Men are never present. Men destroy me. I don't trust men. Men are weak. Men lack integrity. Men lack spiritual connection. Men are selfish. Men will ravage me because I can't defend myself anymore. And this was somebody who, you know, has been systematically working to put down their walls and and barriers and move into their vulnerability, which is truly their strength. They haven't figured that out yet. Hold on. Men hurt me. Men will betray me on some level. Men will betray everything that this person believes. I must guard myself around men. Men are the enemy. Men are cruel.
Are these all single women?
No, not all. Now, when many of these women had separations from fathers, and at that point, the trust with God was broken, and the trust with men was broken. Men aren't as strong, willing to sacrifice and committed as I am. Men are wimpy and superficial. Now, here is the problem. There were some beliefs in here when it came to the men that the world's not safe, humans aren't trustworthy. Now, you can go in and try to heal these beliefs about men, but if you have the beliefs that the world's not safe or that humans aren't trustworthy, you're not going to be able to heal these beliefs about men until you get to the core of the world's not safe and humans aren't trustworthy. That makes sense to you, Veronica?
Yeah, sort of. I want to think about it for a minute because I'm going, you know.
Yes?
I want to say, but the world is run by men.
Which makes the world not a safe place.
I know, but it's a cycle. How can you choose one or the other, right?
But this is the reason that people have not been able to heal their relationships with men and their beliefs around men. And I want to talk about this Men Are Weak, because this is a, you know, men have been the hunters and gatherers, etc., for eons of time. And women have been suppressed for eons. So, as women are emerging and evolving into their own, okay, and have become independent, what I'm fascinated by is that a lot of these women who are with very powerful men, I have a lot of clients with very powerful men, it is quite fascinating to me. And all their friends are married to powerful men. The discussions that they have about what they have to do, this came up this week, about what they have to do to cater to, work around, et cetera, they're men. And I'm thinking, wow, this is really pervasive. This is some big stuff. Really big stuff.
You mean these are women who are married to powerful men who are also powerful women who are saying this?
Well, not all of them that I gave you tonight, but a lot of them, and a lot of my clients are very much that, and yes, they are. And what I have found with a lot, I mean, wow, I have some powerful women. And either they've been married to very powerful men, had a big reach on the planet, etc., and but the beliefs, the belief structures are pretty much across the board. Now, some of them, you know, men are scary, men will hurt me. Some of them have been very physically damaged. Some have not. Some have been so deeply emotionally damaged that it's the same thing. So I've been looking at this thing, okay, well, what? Obviously, we came in to heal, okay? And to bring forth the goddess energy, the empowered feminine. But we still can't fully embrace our divine masculine if we're still carrying all these beliefs around men. And it will show up in our world. What I've been fascinated by in this week is just in this, well, it's been a couple of weeks, in my own shift in beliefs, what invisibility, this is a big issue. So many women have felt invisible, and they've remained invisible. They put up their own shields without realizing it, because they don't trust themselves where men are concerned. So if they have a shield, they can't be seen, because they don't trust themselves to make good decisions where men are concerned. So in essence, what they do is isolate themselves and then wonder why they're invisible. And they do it energetically over a deep, deep belief of fear, the threat of emotional damage, the threat of betrayal, the threat of abandonment. And it's really fascinating to me that no one is exempt from any of this. This is, you know, my real major conclusion has been that no one is exempt from any of this, myself included, because I was invisible for so long and became very, very clear. I was talking to my homeopathic MD today, and about having dinner with my husband and, you know, the cancer healing and so on. And he said, well, when you had dinner with him, did you, you know, and he put his finger between my eyes and say, put a gun right between his eyes. And I said, oh, God, no. I said, absolutely not. That wasn't what it was about. It was about me healing and being able to come from, I mean, really changing to a point where I can shift my beliefs. And
but isn't the belief that to be a good spouse, like in the old days, or to have a good relationship with a man, you had to not be so smart and you couldn't be so...
I think that's
the real belief?
I did not run into that with anybody. That never came up, Veronica, because none of these people were holding that belief. None of them were trying to hide who they were. Okay.
I was just referring to you talking about being invisible, and I said back in the old days when we were young, that was pretty common, wasn't it?
Yes. The invisibility was more about people who were actually afraid of the choices that they would make. Now, I have actually done the invisibility thing, so I do understand it very, very well. And when you don't trust your choices because you don't understand that your beliefs are creating your experiences as much as you think you do, when we really pretend that we're that all this is real, you know, this is where it gets very, you know, kind of coming to, we've heard this forever, but coming to the understanding that we spin our reality out of our mind as a hologram, okay? That we, and it's all based on our beliefs, we create our reality and we attract according to our beliefs and our experiences that are unhealed. That isn't really optional. That's real. I couldn't understand why I kept attracting con artists. You think that wasn't... And then I realized where it came from. And it was a shock to me because these men all appear to be... And they are very... Con artists are very powerful men. In terms
where did,
of power...
Where did the belief come from?
Something I'd prefer not to talk about on the air.
Oh, okay. Oh, darn.
Well, no, I will. It was something that my mother did to my father, which was very painful for me, and I really didn't get to put the pieces together until about 94. And so I didn't know I had the belief. There was the problem. And my father was charged with something, and my mother used that as an excuse to divorce him and to keep him away from me. And I won't go into what he was charged. It was really very tragic at that time that something like this would come up. And actually, it was child molestation. And we had a pottery shop in the back where the bathrooms, and some little girl went back there to go bathroom. He came out. The stalls just had curtains. They didn't have doors. And he didn't know anybody was in there anyway. Long story short, thank God one of my cousins remembered this because my mother would never have shared it with me, nor would anybody else. I just remember my mother saying to me, if you see your father, run. He's a child molester. And he was very charming and powerful. I mean, he was a dynamic man. But somewhere I got the belief that he was a con artist. I'm sure this came out of my mom. Everybody loved him. But the kinds of men that I attracted were very much like my father, ultimately, because we project father onto men. Okay? So if you're going to project, and this is usually what happens, about 6 months into a relationship, and most people know this, it's going to change. For the first 6 months, you got la la. La 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 la. Okay. It's fabulous. It's wonderful.
This guy's different.
Huh?
This guy's different.
Oh, yeah. The sex is fabulous, and he treats me like a queen. And about 6 months in, things start to change. And it takes 6 months for the projection to firmly take hold. And about 6 months in, you're looking at Dad. And you can also project Mom on there just in case you want to really make it complex. Okay? And so you're dealing with a projection. You're not dealing with the real person any longer.
So it's not who I pick, it's who I am.
It's what I believe. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's what my relationship was with Daddy and Mommy that comes in, that I form my belief that comes in and distorts the relationship, in which I create more beliefs. And either that or validate the beliefs I had before. See, I knew it. Men are assholes. Boom. You know. And you're off and running. Or men betray you. Or men hurt you. Or they're liars. Or they're cheaters. Or they abandon you. And see, for me, abandonment was a really big issue. Because Daddy just woke me up one night at 12 o'clock at night when I was 5 years old and said, "Baby, I'm so sorry. I got to leave." I was devastated. He was like my life. And so I'm certain I blocked everything after that because I'm sure that I went into major trauma. Unfortunately, I don't remember anything after that. So obviously I did. So, and I'm not making him bad and wrong. Please understand, people, we set up some pretty dynamic things in our life, and we really need to sit down and look at, what are the signposts? What was I setting myself up to learn in this lifetime?
So if you're projecting your father and he leaves, is that your men leave? Always leave?
Men abandon you, of course. Mm-hmm. And they either abandon you emotionally or they betray you or whatever. Now, I can honestly say that as I, you know, look at my own history, you know, I mean, it got to be a joke. Don't date Jackie because sure enough, you're going to jail. Okay. I mean, it was just, it got to be comical, truly comical. But the projections are the big ones. Okay. The projections are the big ones. This is, and I got to tell you, everybody, this is big stuff. And I haven't had time to read anybody else's things coming out or anything. I understand today is the solstice, not that I'm surprised at all.
Yesterday.
Oh, was it yesterday? I read today somewhere, it was the 22nd, but obviously that was wrong. So I just want to read one short paragraph. You have the astrologer on, honey, I don't. This is just one small paragraph from a Lauren Gorgos thing. So what's most pressing in this moment before we step into completely uncharted territory is the observation release of anything remaining in our mental, emotional, or physical selves that's based in fear and therefore holding us back from the embodiment of love. Whatever wounds you are revisiting now, it's important but not easy to view as objectively as possible and with a light understanding that we don't have to drag this baggage around any longer. That a clean slate is not only a possibility now, but a requirement. So, you know, I my words to all of you that are willing to really do the work, God bless you. This is big stuff. And I really believe that we can go to amazing places in this. The 2012 is going to be unbelievable. The weight thing, which I forgot to finish the statement, was when I went in and Dr. Milne, the homeopathic MD, I said, in 1 week, I have felt my whole physiology shift. And my body is changing, my weight is changing, and I'm like, I haven't done anything different. But just getting to that belief that was sitting in my conscious mind that I'm fat. It was just back in a corner somewhere. And shifting that belief was enough to start changing my physiology. That's powerful stuff. And that's how big it is for all of us by getting into this core stuff. Men, okay, and I want to say this. We all have men's stories. All of us. I mean, I could go on for the next half hour. Actually, it's pretty fascinating. But it's really time to take them off the hook. Yes, as women, we're incredibly powerful. Much more so than I think, you know, I think since the 60s, there has been just a watershed of growth for women, no question about it. Veronica, you've been in the middle of it politically. I have not. I've been on the, I just had to be out there and do it, you know, in business. So I was the first woman commercial realtor in Utah. I had the first nightclub in Utah as a woman. I was always kind of on that cut, you know, kind of cutting, and of course in Utah, I don't know why I picked someplace so tough, but you know, for me, I did it my way. You were doing it politically in other ways.
Yep.
But I think everybody that's listening has all done it in their own unique way.
Mm-hmm.
And we really are here to offer a hand up to the masculine to help them embrace more of their feminine so that we can have more balance on the planet and certainly more forgiveness. Because we've got to change this, or we're going to really miss how wonderful it can be. Okay, I'm going to go on to channel and let the team talk. I'm, I have nothing else to say.
Bye, Jackie.
Bye. All right. Welcome, everyone. All right. Tonight's show, very interesting material here. All right. Men are weak. We want to talk about this one for a moment. Men had a job on your planet to go out and defend and protect and bring home what was necessary to survive in the way of food and warmth and all kinds of things, clothing and the furs and whatever. And then you went through the Industrial Revolution and everybody was working in factories and doing whatever they had to do in wars. And now women are really moving forward in the workplace, and this has been happening very rapidly. Very rapidly. And a lot of women are pretty upset about the fact that they've had to be the homemaker and the breadwinner as well. There are a lot of wonderful men out there who've learned, and these younger people are certainly dividing things up a lot better than some of you older ones. But overall, they have not been encouraged to embrace their true feminine. Some of you men have. Some of you have done a lot of spiritual work and had the wonderful guidance to do so. But statistically, that's not a lot. Women, although they think they've embraced their masculine, many of them have not. They've become more aggressive, but not necessarily fully integrated, especially if they have a lot of anger or beliefs around the masculine. how the channel read her bliss, which this world may feel of them, of beliefs about men. Now, with those kinds of beliefs, you don't want to embrace the masculine. The masculine is something that you reject on one level or another. For many of you, these damaging relationships with mother and father, and we would say, as we work with all of you, so many of you took on very difficult childhoods, exaggerated in many ways in terms of your experiences growing up. Exaggerated in many ways. Extremes. Many of you took on extremes with the intention. All right. You wanted to experience it all. All right. You really wanted to feel it. Get in there. Now, not what you were experiencing. You wanted to run away from home if you could. But you're coming up to the time now where you're going to begin to really understand why you made the choices you made for this lifetime. And these beliefs are now coming up so that you can change them. You can identify them. Now, across the board, all right, your shame-based race, and all of you, we hope, have listened to either Lazarus' tapes on shame, which are brilliant. There, we have some shows on the BBS back in February of 2007. Veronica, you remember those on shame?
Yeah, they were powerful.
Yes, there are about 5 shows, we believe. The last one, The Lifting of Shame. Shame cannot be processed. It needs to be lifted, identified, and lifted. Very important for you to understand that many of you have body shame. Many of you have different forms of shame that have held you back. Not because you're flawed or bad or wrong, and that's another belief many of you carry, that you're flawed, intrinsically flawed. Much of this comes from being separated from your source. We've heard certainly from quite a few people, well, I didn't want to come, they made me come. No, that didn't happen, but if that's your belief, that you're here under duress, you're not going to have a very good time. The world's not a safe place. This is something a lot of you carry at one level or another. We encourage you to really look at this within your own belief structure. If you're watching the news, it will tell you in no uncertain terms that the world, that version of the world, is not a safe place. Getting to the power of who you are, to an understanding, and when you fully embrace this, that you do create your reality. All right, and you've heard the words, but trying to understand it is not that easy. And for some, it's not very fun. If we said there's only one of you, there would be those of you that would think, oh my God, I'm having sex with myself. Oh, no. This is one of the channel's favorite ones. This goes back many, many years when she really worked with this concept that there was only one of you. And decided to throw it out the window because it just wasn't fun. The more you step forward, people, the more you can move and live in dominion. And understand how, not only how you create your reality, but how you can change your reality. Now, this is your blueprint, your framework that you're working from. these beliefs, not enough, not safe. Many of you star beings have felt very unsafe on this planet for one reason or another, or a multitude of reasons. Many of you felt like you were on the outside looking in. You never felt accepted or normal. Now there's another piece to this. Many of you have had abduction experiences which separated you right out of the box, carrying a level of shame that you couldn't even access or understand, in addition to collective shame. It sounds like an awful lot to overcome, but we can promise you, oh yes, we're going to push. Because we see for all of you where you're going. And we see your courage, and we see how committed all of you are. And Veronica, we thank you for last week. Mm-hmm. All right, for your willingness to be that vulnerable.
Well, I thank you for the experience, because I sure learned a lot, and it's helped me a lot.
Well, in your vulnerability is your strength, dear one.
Oh, thank you.
In order to be that vulnerable, you allowed shifts to take place that you still don't fully understand yet.
Mm.
Because you got not just to emotion, but to feeling. Deep feeling. Feelings. Feelings. Do you understand?
Yes.
That came floating to the surface. All of you have amazing dreams and desires. And for a lot of you, they've been out here in front. Well, someday, someday. Someday is here, people. Someday is here. All right? And we are here to help you in any way that we can to shift and move and create. To identify. Oh, it can be shocking. We understand this. You mean I've believed that all these years? You should hear our channel. But she gets excited. Every time she finds a belief, she gets excited. She gets charged up. I got one. Like she just caught a trophy fish. All right, I got one. And then she monitors, all right? And yes, it can take time, all right? For some of you, you may notice it immediately. For some of you, it may take longer. But you get to a belief. You must look at the broader picture. In terms of core beliefs, here's my belief about men, but what do I believe about the world? What do I believe about me? What do I believe about God? What do I believe about the goddess? Now, the other thing. Please keep growing. The channel had the TV on tonight while she was sending out the recording on a PBS type station, and there was a woman on there, very learned, who was actually espousing the principles. And she was a sociologist. That in order for the species to survive, they had to continue to grow mentally and at the same time access their intuitive other self, the other side. And combine those two, that just relying on outside information, outside stimuli was no longer enough. and to be out of balance, to only rely on the other side without learning and growing yourself was not enough either. And you're going to come to see this. Pay attention to your science. It's fascinating. And you'll see how the discoveries fit in. And you'll form ideas, knowings on your own. Don't stop growing. And you can experience growth in a variety of ways. If you set your intentions for everything you do, whether it's listening to music in your car, watching a television sitcom, whatever, I'm going to glean something from this, I'm going to gain something from this, you will. Every moment is an opportunity to gather, to understand, to weave. How do I feel about this? How does this work? It's such an exciting time, people. Lauren talked about this in her piece that she sent out. Even though the channel was too tired to remember it, we were looking through her eyes, and we will say this. This is the time that you're moving into an understanding of love that you've never known before. And in order to experience that love, the changing of your beliefs is critical. Absolutely critical. To be able to allow it in. To feel it and to feel it for yourself. We love you all so much. We wish that we could show you how much activity there is on this side of the veil, how much excitement, to see your willingness, your commitment to grow, to shift, to change. We encourage you not to let your adolescent run the show here and beat you up with the fact that you missed this or didn't do that. Don't do that to yourselves, people, please. This isn't a time to feel bad about what you didn't get. It's a time to feel excited that you discovered it, that you've accessed it. Whether you work with us or Veronica or anyone, use every opportunity you can to find the beliefs that have held you back from having a glorious, wonderful, exciting, beautiful life. Because it's possible now in more ways than you know. We'd like to work with you tonight, Veronica. Before we go into that, why don't you tell them about your shows?
This coming Tuesday, I'm going to do a rerun of my stepdaughter, Jane Entwistle, talking about the healing powers of doing improv, and it's a very delightful show. It'll make people laugh, but also...
Oh, she's adorable, by the way, so you will all really enjoy her. What a beautiful
energy. Watch for her name
in
life. Thank you. I'll tell her.
Please do. She has a beautiful, loving, wonderful, joyful energy to her.
Thank you. And very creative.
Yeah.
And also very conscious, I have to say.
Oh, yes.
So, and then Thursday, we'll be back with everyone. This is post-Christmas and before New Year's, so I guess we'll be talking about more rebirth.
Absolutely, and you tell Jane to remember that wherever she goes, she's impacting people. She carries a very activating energy of love and joy, and her humor is what triggers them. This is where she gets them, so tell her that we love her, all right?
Thank you so much. I will indeed, I'll tell her.
Please do that. All right, everyone, we'd love to work with you tonight. We love you so. If you come with either I want to work on this belief or I want to identify the beliefs that I have around men, dad got. And do look to your dads, all right, and what you feel about them to help you identify what you believe about men. We will work with you. So when you wake up in the morning, and we recommend all of you have a little tablet that you carry around, or a large one, we don't care, some form of journaling. It can be very inexpensive. Start writing down beliefs as they come to you. Oh, crap, I'll write this on the napkin and transfer it when I get home. We love you, dear one. You will be amazed at what you will attract as you clear these beliefs. The loving, supportive, wonderful experiences that will begin to come to you. It will shock you with joy. With joy. You will also begin to see how your invisibility, little play on words, disappears. Right. We love you, dear ones. Enjoy this time. It's a special time on your planet when you come around Christmas time, because people's hearts are more open than normal. So you can tap into this feeling of love and joy. Yes, there's stress, but there is more love and joy and celebration on the planet between now and your time of New Year. We send to you all our total, complete, unconditional love and joy. And until we speak with you again, in this format, namaste.
Namaste. Good night.
Oh, good night, everybody. I don't know if we're on or off.
We're still on, Jackie.
Okay. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah to everyone that's listening, and to you, Veronica, and Bob, and Seth, and Don. This is, wow, I just feel such a sense of excitement and joy coming, and it's a thrilling time. I love you all so much. I thank you all for all your support and your love. And Veronica, your willingness, God bless you, and your support. God, we've been on the air for a long time together now.
We sure have. It was around Christmas we started. Well, I want to say merry, merry, merry to you as well and your whole family.
Thank you so much.
Celebrate in the etheric as well as here.
Oh, absolutely. We are all so connected. Love to everyone. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Much love.